expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
Welcome to the hit radio show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you know that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Authenticity Rising with Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz will provide simple solutions for stepping into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Christine and Sabrina invite you to join them each week on Transformation Talk Radio and rise to the occasion of your life. Now, here are your hosts, Christine and Sabrina.
Hi, everyone. I'm Christine Upchurch.
And I'm Sabrina Fritz.
And you are listening to Authenticity Rising on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you to rise to the occasion of your life. Each Monday on Transformation Talk Radio, we have some of the most authentic, leading-edge teachers on the planet who can help you to discover true empowerment. Hey, Sabrina.
Hello, Christine.
How are you doing today?
I am doing phenomenally well. I get my best friends coming to town tomorrow.
Yes, I'm hopping on a plane way too early in the morning. I think that I have to leave my house at 5 a.m., which, you know, for those who know me, you know, that's really rather amusing because I might as well just stay up all night as opposed to getting up that early. But yeah, I'm so excited to come and play and create. And you and I are going to be teaching a workshop this coming weekend, aren't we?
We are at Sunrise Ranch in Loveland, Colorado, north of Denver, and I'm excited about that. There's a lot of fires in the area, though. There's a big wildfire up there, and I just found out the ranch seems to be okay and doesn't seem to be endangered at all. Uh-huh. But, you know, there's a lot of people that have been displaced. A lot of people are losing their homes, and they are housing people from Red Cross volunteers that are staying at the ranch at night and then going onto site and working. So just sending lots of love and prayers out to everyone that's involved in this, as it's so devastating at times.
You know, you and I live in such different worlds in terms of the climates. I live in you know, rainy Seattle, and you live in a very dry climate. And so it's unusual for us to get wildfires in this area, but you have to contend with those on a regular basis, don't you?
We do, actually, and my community in Conifer, where I live, we had a wildfire in March, and a friend of mine and her husband were among the victims who lost their homes, and that was such a devastating experience, and her name is Kristen Moeller. She's an author and blogger, and she's putting everything out there on a daily basis of what she's going through, and she's really sharing it, and it's all very raw. But somehow she found humor in that. And it was through Kristen that I was introduced to Christina Hall, who was our guest today. And Christina put on a workshop entitled Women Out Loud.
I love the title.
And the workshop was a stand-up comedy workshop. And I tell you what, when Kristen posted this on Facebook that she had just signed up for this, I went, oh my gosh, I have to do this too, you know, because I've always secretly wanted to be a stand-up comedian.
Which is really funny because, you know, you and I, we were teaching a seminar together last July, that's right. And we saw this amazing hand analyst and she, you know, was telling us things that we already knew about ourselves. It was just, they were so accurate. But then she told each of us that we could be stand-up comedians. And we're like, really? And I could see Sabrina's face kind of light up like, oh, I think I'd like to try that. So it didn't surprise me, but I was very impressed that you walked through some of your fears and just put it out there and took this class and then did stand-up comedy, which we have on video on Facebook, as well as our website too, right?
It's not on the Authenticity Rising website yet.
Okay.
I'm still coming into alignment. Here's my confession, you know, because the Catholic schoolgirl never leaves, really. How do you get into alignment when you look like you're 20 pounds heavier than you are?
Oh, my goodness. First of all, you look great, but I know what it's like to be so critical of ourselves. And yeah, just do it. It's kind of like that picture of you and I up on the website and that's up on Facebook. I had this eye infection. I've got one very swollen eye and there we are both smiling together and you look great and I look like a little lopsided, you know. It's part of our authenticity. And you know what? Sometimes the camera does add pounds and you're skinny and you look absolutely normal and beautiful, but I understand you being picky.
You should understand of all people. You should understand.
I know it's the pot calling the kettle black, isn't it?
Yes, I think you should do Christina's next workshop. So.
Well, it sounds like fun.
Yes, it is. It's extremely fun. And, you know, I was honored to sign up for it. And I thought, you know, this is at least something I'll do once in a lifetime, you know, and kind of like the time I went skydiving, you know, I was going to mark it off of my bucket list and say, yes, I've done stand-up comedy. And, you know, I think I'm pretty hooked. In fact, we're going to be several of the women who made their debut on June 5th are also going to be at a local called Denver Improv, a local comedy club. They added a special open mic night just for us, but we won't be the only ones there. There will be other comedians. So we're addicted and we want to do it again. And it changed my life in so many ways. And it was much more than just, oh, it'd be a fun experience. It has so much depth. And I'm still receiving a lot of the benefits and wisdom coming through that experience. So Christina, without further ado, I want to introduce Christina Hall to our listeners. Welcome to our show, Christina. I am thrilled to have you here today.
It's my pleasure. I'm very glad to be with both of you. And Sabrina, I totally understand the camera thing. I mean, I've had to deal with that for years. I'm actually a 25-year-old, very tall Native American woman. And if you see my video, I look like a short, squat, blonde peasant from Finland, which is odd.
How does that happen? I mean, wow.
I don't know.
Is it that false perception?
6 feet and 110 pounds to 5'4" and 150. I don't know. I have no idea. Just can't pay attention to it. And you have to remember that when you're looking at other people's videos, I highly doubt that you were looking at the other women and going, oh my God, she looks heavier on camera. You don't even about, you know,
I know. This is my inner critic.
Hypercritical of ourselves, right?
Oh, we are. We absolutely are. So Christina, tell me, whatever motivated you to start by creating this workshop, a workshop on, you know, becoming comedians?
Well, first of all, I was a comedian for a long time. So that there's your natural motivation right there. And I always loved coaching and teaching. And I had a little bit of experience teaching in Planned Parenthood. I was a comprehensive sexuality educator. And what that training provided me, like a lot of elements, but one of the things that it provided me was training people and getting yourself out of the way, and dealing with very sensitive material, and that people have a very sensitive response to it. So, for example, in Planned Parenthood, we learned that with teenagers anyway. I think it was, I can't remember the statistic exactly, but one of four girls by the age of something like 14 or 15. Had been sexually abused or sexually molested at some point, and one of five boys. So what we learn when you're teaching is that whatever the response is the correct response for them. If it's hostile or if they laugh or if they fall asleep on their desk or whatever it is, it's all, anyway, excellent training. And I think that really got me interested in teaching people. And then a couple of people had mentioned it over the course of a year, and I just thought, okay, I'll give it a try. And I kind of stumbled into it, really.
So you were getting information from people outside, those messages, but you acted on it. So that's great, because we often don't do that.
Yeah, I'm always looking for clues. I'm vigilant that way. And superstitious as well. So I'm always looking for something. I'm one of those people that if I hear it, you know, more than twice, I think there's probably something to it. Or yeah. if somebody says something critical of me, I listen to it. I always listen. Mm-hmm. I might just sit later, or I might have a reaction to it, but I'm pretty good at paying attention. Now, my follow through sucks, but paying attention to the initial. Taking action, that's a whole other thing.
Right. Well, so how long have you been teaching this workshop?
This was my first stand-up comedy workshop. This was the flagship workshop right here, the one that I was involved in. But I've been doing stand-up comedy since 1986.
So what motivated you just to focus on women?
Well, you know, I actually like men quite a bit, and I thought originally it would be mixed. And then I just thought, what I noticed is that in my experience with women is that women often feel safer with other women, and this is a really scary proposition for a lot of people. So I thought maybe I could take some of the tension or stress out if it was just women. Women are great at, first of all, they tend to be in a group. They tend to really lend each other support. They tend to be emotionally real. And that's a big part of this workshop, is getting to what's real and revealing something about yourself on stage. That's the authentic part. And so I thought it might be easier for women to access that with the support of each other and without. Sometimes when there's men in a group, sometimes women step back, because I think culturally, you know, for thousands of years, women were discouraged from speaking up. And I think it's, even as powerful as women are in the world today, I think it's still difficult for them to speak out and find their voice and to use it. I think it takes something. So I just had this thought, well, maybe if men were there, it would be easier to step back and have men take the lead, because we do that so naturally. Anyway,
right.
Or the other element is that sometimes women, consciously or unconsciously, tend to focus on the man and getting validation or receiving attention for the man. So I thought, well, if we just do women, we could just focus on women finding their voice and being supported in an environment that's strictly female. And I think it worked pretty well. Don't you think, Sabrina?
I think it worked extremely well. And we did really expand and grow through that process, and we were able to be authentic and share ourselves. It was very comforting. It didn't always start out that way for me, though, right at the end. We might talk about that, but we do need to go to break.
Yeah, and I'm fascinated. Christina, you're talking about how important it is to get emotionally real, and I know that means walking through fear, and I know, Sabrina, you got to experience that firsthand. So when we come back, we're going to explore more about this with Christina Hall. This is Christine Upchurch. You're listening to Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Radio show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina is energizing people everywhere to rise to the occasion of their lives. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you feel that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Let Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina help you to step into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Co-host Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz invite you to join them every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, and rise to the occasion of your life.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Did you know that the average woman will use up to 12,000 disposable pads and tampons in her lifetime? That's a lot of waste. Make the healthier choice for the planet and your body with Glad Rags washable cloth menstrual pads made with no plastics adhesives, or gels. GladRag's cloth pads are safe, simple, smart, period. For more information on how you can save the planet one month at a time, visit us at gladrags.com.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or email exchange. Go to KathyIsIn.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. KathyIsIn.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck. Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camano Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The Five Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. To get your free copy now, that's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camano Island Coffee Roasters.
This is Sabrina Fritz, and we're back on Authenticity Rising. Our guest today is Christina Hall, and she coached me through my stand-up comedy debut, and we're going to be talking about some of the fears that come up during that process, but, and I'm not trying to delay or anything, but Christina, before we talk about that, why don't you tell our listeners how they can find out more about you and your workshops?
You can find me on Facebook at Christina Hall, Christina with a K, and then also at comedicsoul.wordpress.com, and I have more information about the workshops there.
Wonderful. So I know through the process, we went through a workshop in person. That was the first time I met you and most of the other women. There was nine of us that went through the workshop. I knew one of them casually. And one of the exercises you did that day was have each of us just brainstorm. We were just throwing out on the dry erase board everything that we were afraid of.
Right.
Now, what did you hope to gain from that? I remember what you said at the end, and I found it to be very profound.
What was it?
Maybe it wasn't so profound.
I just read it.
Everyone listed every possibility of all their fears on that dry erase board, you said, this is exactly what you're afraid of in your life. You're just imposing it on this workshop and on stand-up comedy.
Right. Oh, so the purpose of the exercise to begin with is that, is first of all, just externalizing all the stuff that's rattling around in our head that's getting in the way of listening to anything else I say that day and getting on with the work. So often, so much of it dissipates when it's on the table, when you can see it. And then the other thing is that's absolutely true. Everything that this drove up in people, all of the fear and all of their resistance, is stuff that we carry around in our lives all the time. It's in every area of our life. It's not exclusive to stand-up comedy. And it's going to be driven up when you do something that you perceive as a risk. It's new. You don't know how to do it. It's not something you're comfortable with. And so we're going to perceive it emotionally as a risk. And that's going to drive up and exaggerate, magnify those fears we walk around with anyway. But we can usually put those on the back burner by staying comfortable. We get accustomed to it. We operate in certain ways. And we all have certain defaults of hiding from the fear or avoiding it or overriding it or whatever our particular skill that we've acquired over the years is. And it doesn't really work in stand-up comedy. You still have to go. I mean, you're still going to be afraid, but you still have to go on stage and do what you said you're going to do, right? So, yes.
So what's the effect of watching people come to this workshop and list all these zillions of fears? And boy, I can think of several in my head, you know, and then watch them walk through it. I mean, how does a person transform by stepping through their fear?
Well, you know, I think it's a practice over time. But in this case, if it's driven up strongly enough that you can see it and you walk through it anyway, you have the experience of recognizing, however briefly, that your fear was an illusion. It's mm-hmm. developed as some kind of defense system a long time ago that, you know, to keep you safe when something happened that had you feel unsafe as a kid. It, you know, yeah. somewhere around 4 or 5. And then we develop ways to keep ourselves from being in danger again. It made sense to your 4 or 5 year old brain, and we carry it around to us today. I mean, right. I recognize it. I have my own stuff that I carry around. That's why before this workshop, I was afraid to call the IRS. I have a dispute with the IRS, and I called the IRS. And that was the scariest thing I could think of to do, because I thought, if I'm going to ask everybody else to face their biggest fear, then I should do the same. Because the workshop really is an organism of people. We're not separate.
So please tell us you're not calling from a jail cell. After
I'm calling
the IRS.
This is my one call. I promised to be on the radio. You know, I this is the call. If you wouldn't mind calling my son later, I'd really appreciate it.
I will definitely call your son.
Okay, thanks. So it's so interesting to watch people and their reactions, and it all comes down to some core belief that, you know, that I'm not good enough, I can't have what I want, I mean there's some, you know, I can't stand out from the crowd, you know, and of course we have that human fear that if we separate ourselves, if people are still, you know, the fear of public speaking essentially is somehow we're going to be thrown out of the tribe and be forced to spend the winter in a cave if we're disapproved of by our tribe or our pack.
Right. Yeah, I've heard that the fear of public speaking is higher than the fear of death. It's a higher percentage of people that's their number one fear.
Right. And Jerry Seinfeld has a joke about that he said that there were people at a funeral that would rather be in the coffin than be delivering the eulogy.
Yeah. And that is interesting. You know, I didn't really come with the fear of public speaking, as I've grown accustomed to doing so. My career in human resources, I was constantly needing to sell the benefits and, you know, all that stuff. And as well as in the healing organization where I was teaching internationally. So I didn't think that was going to be any problem for me whatsoever. But boy, I'll tell you, the day of the show, I could not eat. I hardly slept the night before. I couldn't eat. That's very unusual for me. I could feel my body physically just shake at times as the energy was just culminating in within my body, trying to move through it. And yeah, I appreciate all your support that day. Christina was amazing helping us all through it. But it was like the neural pathways that were being created. This was a brand new experience and unlike anything I'd ever done before. And I had no idea going into it, it was going to be that big of a deal.
Isn't it something? And boy, that's a really good point, the new neural pathways that you're developing.
And I felt it. I could feel it, I think, happening.
Yeah, it was that or a stroke.
Exactly. Something was happening up there. My mind would not shut up.
You know, that's a really great point, though. That's why I think doing something like this can be so empowering, because it's not just, boy, if I do this, I can do anything, but it really does, on a neurological level, enable you to conquer fear in another arena, or learn, or you know yourself as someone who can learn something new now, you know? Right. It might affect your choices for a long time to come, however subtly.
And what you were saying, Christina, before was that fear is an illusion. And when people walk through it, they begin to recognize it as such. And it seems like as we walk through more and more fears, then we begin to accept that more deeply, you know, because the first few times in certain ways, it's terrifying. I mean, I used to be terrified of public speaking myself, and now I'm on the radio every week and I've, you know, taught in front of hundreds of people, but it took several steps for me to get there because I could learn to trust. So do you find that people are coming back to redo the workshop over and over again, or, getting up on stage multiple times?
A lot of, as Sabrina said, a lot of people, and I don't think people came into this thinking that they were going to be professional comics. I mean, they're drawn for different reasons, compelled perhaps by some internal motivation. But a lot of them wanted, at some point, I think everybody wanted to do it again. And everyone at some point was interested in doing another workshop. So definitely, you know, what I was going to mention about the fear, what I found was interesting were people's reaction to fear, because there were those who their reaction is just to storm through it. And they had their sets, like the day after the workshop, they were ready to go. They wanted to talk about their sets. They had it all written down. Mm-hmm. And then there were those who waited till the very last minute to decide what they were going to talk about, because they were avoiding their fear. And then they hit a crisis point and fell apart. And, pulled it back together, but like later.
Right.
There were a couple of people who just like at first wouldn't communicate with me at all. And also things happen in your life at the same time within this context. I mean, there were a couple of people who quit their jobs, I know. And, you know, or something, somebody's son was pulled over by a Navajo sheriff.
And that's a great part of your routine, by the way, Sabrina.
Yeah. Your stories are often very funny.
Yeah, they're the best. So that's all I'm saying is it's just interesting to watch how people deal with their fear. Some people take it head on and some people avoid it. And just about everybody hit the wall at some point and had a meltdown and then came back. So it's interesting for me in the future to watch this process and maybe prepare people a little more.
There will be a breakthrough moment. We call them meltdowns. There will be tears. There will be victims.
From an energetic perspective, it's moving the energy, allowing the energy to move through.
Yeah. Well, and I think everybody at one point thought, oh, I shouldn't do this. I don't want to do this. This isn't for me. You know, it's just really interesting. And back to the illusion, of course, it's an illusion. Nothing bad is really going to happen to you.
Right.
You know, you're going to wake up the next day and still be breathing. And it's even the thought of humiliation is an illusion ultimately, but it sure feels true in that moment.
Right. And we can end up perceiving ourselves differently. And probably that's one of the riskiest things we can do is to face our imperfections, to face the possibility that we aren't what we think we are or who we think we are.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, so, I know I discovered someone new.
Yeah. And so did I when I saw your video online. It's so much fun to see you doing this and stepping through your fear. And, you know, I'm really curious, Christina, when we come back, how is it that people who are walking through fear in this arena end up shifting their lives in other ways? So we're going to get to that in just a moment. I'm Christine Upchurch, and you're listening to Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Shosai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
information, talkradio.com. TalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Are the magic and mysteries of Egypt calling you? Picture yourself standing between the paws of the Sphinx, meditating inside the Great Pyramid and other sacred temples and exclusive visits. Imagine cruising down the Nile on a luxurious private sailing yacht and exploring the peaceful countryside of Egypt. If you're interested in travel that expands, transforms, and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this September. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
Transform your life.
This is Sabrina Fritz, and we're back on Authenticity Rising. We have Christina Hall here, and we're talking about her stand-up comedy workshop and the authenticity that you have to bring to the stage. And I tell you what, you know, with anything like this, I sign up for it thinking, okay, this is going to be fun. It has to be fun and playful, otherwise I'm not going to do it. I knew it was going to be fun, and I had, I believe, a lighthearted approach, and I had such an amazing, profound shift in me and how I perceive myself and how I perceive the world, that I ended up blogging about the entire experience, not as quickly as Kristen Moeller can do, because she can blog every day, but I'm trying not to compare myself with her. And it, you know, I had to share that when I came into this, I had another secret dream, and that was that ultimately, if my biggest fantasy would be I could reach millions of people through inspirational comedy and help transform lives through laughter. And Christina looked at me and said, no, stop, not no. This needs to be about you. And I took a step back and I thought, but that is about me. And I'm like, oh, she just doesn't understand. That's okay. No big deal. And I never shared that with her until she read the blog later. But she actually was very wise in her instruction to me. I had to take the spotlight off of what others were going to receive from my experience and instead put it on me and what I was going to receive. And I want to thank you for that, Christina, because not every teacher will do that. Now, well, tell me what you expected everyone to see through this workshop. What was your vision of everyone bringing to the table and ultimately gaining at the end?
You know, what I wanted, I think the bottom line is that I want everyone to have the experience of revealing something about themselves in the world and knowing themselves as someone who is authentic in the world. I wanted them to have the experience of getting on stage in a group full of mostly strangers and be able to share something intimate, because ultimately, just like you, I think that it's that the world responds in kind. And the more that we can be with something in ourselves, the more the other people can be with it in themselves. And that ultimately begins a healing. So to me, you know, that's a kind of a sacred thing for me. And I know personally how empowering it is and how fulfilling it is to be able to share something about yourself to people and have them receive it. And so in that particular exercise, Sabrina, what I was trying to focus on is what was the experience, the physical, I mean, the emotional experience, but physically in your body that you would have when you walked off stage that you would want ultimately, as opposed to, as you know, as opposed to being focused on how other people would be affected, would receive you or whatever. Mm-hmm. Because we walk into the workshop completely focused on how we're going to be received, positively or negatively. So right. Clearly that is your what they call what is that called? Your source intention, right? In the world and in your life and in your work. Wouldn't you say?
To reach millions of people and transform lives through laughter. Sounds like fun to me.
All right. So then, it does sound fun. Sign me up.
It's interesting, though, that you're talking about how revealing yourself in front of others allows people to do the same. That seems like a really profound lesson. And, you know, I watched Sabrina go through her process. And Sabrina is the kind of person who walks through fear on a regular basis. She's my guru in some ways. And, you know, Sabrina, it was interesting for you and I to chat, you know, a few days before, because I got to feel the tension in your voice. I got to energetically tune in to how you were processing that stress. And it kind of surprised me, but it was a really beautiful thing to see the transformational process that you went through, you know, becoming vulnerable in a new way and then stepping through your fear. So that was fun. So I'm real curious, though, before, Christina, you were chatting about how some people's lives changed over the course of this workshop. Now, this workshop lasted, just a few weeks. How did people end up, like, changing careers, you know, changing jobs, that sort of thing? How do people end up going through that when they're simultaneously going through your workshop? Is it just coincidental?
Yeah, the workshop was 2 weeks and 2 days, so it's not as if everybody got a divorce and then, you know, went and lived on a boat somewhere. It's it seemed to it. I think the whole experience is it when you stir something up and you take a risk like that, I think it stirs up the complacency you have in other areas of your life. Ugh. So maybe things that were already coming to a head will be coming to a head, and it could be as simple as an argument with your partner or some decision you've been putting off that you need to make around your career or whatever. That's why I think that's why it's so uncomfortable, you know, because it feels so universal. So I don't know. I can't remember all the details. I know some people really confirmed their decision to move in another direction in their life. I know a couple of people were, somebody quit. Could you remember, Sabrina? Like somebody quit their job and somebody else had.
I don't know. I know that even though I don't know all the details of the transformation, everyone was going through pivotal change. If it was something on a small level with relationships with their family members or stepping in more fully into their career path, their sole purpose, stepping through big fears. We had somebody who was almost paralyzed at the thought of public speaking, and she was absolutely adorable and everyone loved her. And that was the thing. Everybody nailed it. Everybody did such a phenomenal job of expressing themselves and finding that humor and sharing that. And they were vulnerable, and people can relate to that. As Christine was mentioning, when you give permission to others, their lives will shift and change for the better when they know that they can show them their true selves, and they don't have to continue wearing the mask that's not our authentic self.
The other thing that I find really interesting is that I would hear again and again that people felt kind of alone, like they were having a meltdown, or they thought they weren't funny and their material was terrible and it wasn't going to work and they shouldn't be doing this because they have that unique fatal flaw that would have them fail while others wouldn't. And everybody was going through that at the same time. And it's that sort of seventh monkey syndrome. No, that's not quite right. But, you know, the idea of the group being an organism, everybody was going through the same spaces at the same time. So there's power in the group, not just for support, but I think we propel each other on some level.
I agree completely.
You wouldn't be by yourself.
And as you said, it probably goes beyond the emotional support. There's probably some sort of entrainment that occurs because, you know, really we are energetic beings. And as people experience things around us, we tend to tune in on an energetic level. And that seems like there would be much greater power in the group to move that energy through, that fear through, that transformation through. That's so cool.
Yes, it is. And if we tap into that, the amount of support, and I mean, there's just so much power in that. If we're conscious and we tap into that consciously, there's so many breakthroughs that we could have knowing that.
So, well, in your next workshop, you are going to allow men to attend as well. Is that correct?
Yes, they're allowed. I don't
all
know
right.
if they sign up or not, but they're certainly welcome. I think a mixed group would be very interesting. I think it'll change the dynamic, but it'll be interesting and new. And I think it also would make a really fun show.
It's going to be a great show. I can't wait to see it. And you'll have to just make sure you warn them about that whole entrainment thing, that they're going to be having their period at the same time everyone else does.
Yeah, that's a good question. Did everybody have a period at the same time?
I think we were syncing up. Yes, it started with the day of the workshop.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, that's
all that stress.
Yeah. You know, that explains why I hit menopause right around there.
Oh. So, it'll be interesting also to see if men, I mean, you're talking about the vulnerability that is really important in this process, not only going up on stage for the first time, but I suspect, don't you have to have some sort of vulnerability when you're doing stand-up comedy, whether you're experienced or not?
Well, you know, the traditional way of being a stand-up comic is, we all have things that we hide behind, being charming, being smart, whatever we've developed along the way, you know, being funny is another thing to hide behind, even if you're a comedian. So I think, in my view, it takes a really long time for people to find their voice, their actual voice. And so my goal was to sort of expedite things if possible and give people a jump start that way. But yes, of course you have to be vulnerable. So I think the first, I don't know, I can't say for sure, but for me, the first couple of years on stage, and I was on stage a lot, was basically learning how to defend myself as opposed to learning how to expose myself.
So tell us again about your upcoming workshop.
So the next workshop is in Denver. It's Sunday, July 15th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And then in between is development coaching calls and working on your material. And then the show is at the D-Note Narvada on July 31st, which is a Tuesday.
And this is in the Denver area?
It's in the Denver area, yeah.
Okay, and where can people find out more?
They can go to comedicsoul.wordpress.com or friend me on Facebook, and I have all the information there as well.
Okay. Thanks so much, Christina. We'd like to thank you, Christina Hall, for joining us on our show today. This is Christine Upchurch with Authenticity Rising. We're going on a quick break, and when we return, it's time for our regular segment, Authenticity Rising into Action. Sabrina and I will offer you a dare to see if you can implement it in your life this coming week. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Radio show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina is energizing people everywhere to rise to the occasion of their lives. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you feel that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Let Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina help you to step into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Co-host Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz invite you to join them every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio and rise to the occasion of your life.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or email exchange. Go to KathyIsIn.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. KathyIsIn.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
What would it feel like to let go of a painful story that causes suffering? Discover how love is greater and more powerful than fear, anger, doubt, worry, or grief. Superior to any story about your life that causes suffering, there is a story of love waiting for you. Can you imagine a story without judgment? A story of forgiveness? A story that releases "I can't" and proclaims "I can." Imagine a story where you let go of what was and embrace what is and create what you want for the future. The first 25 audience members to contact Dana at danafrost.com and inquire about the Pay It Forward, Pay What You Can coaching promotion are invited to a one-hour power-packed coaching session or two 30-minute coaching sessions. You simply pay what you can afford to pay. In the subject line, please input Pay What You Can coaching inquiry.
Transform your life.
Hello, everybody. It's Sabrina Fritz, and we're back on Authenticity Rising. And I want to thank Christina Hall for being on our show. Truly, her being in my life has changed my life. It's going to have this ripple effect for years to come. I can feel it right now, and I'm grateful and honored to know her today. So thank you. And as Christine mentioned before going to break, it's time for our weekly segment of Authenticity Rising into Action and the Dare of the Week. And before I get to this week's dare, I want to go back to last week's dare when we asked our listeners to identify something that we've been receiving information on and to just write down all the information that comes through, the different voices in the head, that type of thing. And I'm hoping that you had an opportunity to do that. And that was what I did when I first found out about the stand-up comedy workshop. And I knew I wanted to do it, but all of a sudden, all the voices in my head, you know, my mother saying, "Oh, you're not funny," or my dad being horrified because I used some sexual innuendo, or, you know, my husband, when I used material on him, I didn't know what anyone was going to think.
And your mind was filled with other people's voices then.
Exactly. And trying to talk me out of it. But thankfully, my inner voice overrode or trumped those voices. And, you know, I don't know. I still don't know what my parents really thought of it, but that's okay. I didn't do it for anyone but me.
Right. So when you were going through your list of fears, and, you know, Christina was talking about how she had, you know, people talk about their fears and she wrote it up on the whiteboard.
What were some of your fears beyond the ones you just mentioned, that the other people's, you know, your parents' judgment, your husband's judgment? What fears did you have about yourself?
You know, honestly, everything was exterior. That is what I said in the class, is if I was going to offend somebody, that was my biggest fear, is that I was going to offend a loved one or, you know, someone else. And
you had a Catholic school upbringing, didn't you?
Of course I did. Yes. You know, yeah. So, and on, you know, I listened to the different fears of public, and I knew there was a little bit of, you know, the public speaking aspect, knowing it was something different, but it wasn't really big. It wasn't enough to prevent me from doing it, but it really was how other people were going to perceive me. And I thought somehow I've lost that, but apparently it's still there, isn't it?
Right. Oh, yeah. It's, you know, in psychotherapy and, you know, spiritual development, we always talk about the onions, right? There's yet another layer of onions, another layer of onion, another layer of onion. And it seems like we never quite get to the core. And, you know, those onions bring up the tears.
And that is for sure. And it goes back full circle to the beginning of this, where I'm even the video was like, I want to explain to people that the camera really added a lot of weight. I'm not that big. Yeah. And I want to explain it. I want to preface the video with it instead of just loving the video, you know. And
I
it's
know.
So funny. And that's when I had this, my self-discovery insight today was, if you're telling, because I was like, oh, I'm releasing that. And I'm trying to release that need of being perceived a certain way. And it's like, no, you're not. And that's what I heard. It's like, if you continue to say you're releasing something, especially to yourself, you haven't released it yet.
Yeah. And, so, you know, join the human race. It's, you know, it's a process.
Exactly. And my inner critic can be funny sometimes too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And, you know, I saw the video, and I saw you recently, and you're really svelte, and you're looking really great. And in the video, you look good too. But it's like, no, the camera definitely, it's like bad angle or whatever. And yet, there you are, stepping into your, you know, doing this comedy routine, and you're funny, and you're vibrant, and you've got some really good material that you came up with. And then there you are, walking through your fear, and that is as beautiful as the rest of you. It's just, it's wonderful to see. So just step through that fear, get that video all over the place. Okay.
Okay. I'll get it onto our website. I promise.
Yeah. So, you know, it's funny when talking about authenticity and, you know, having all sorts of fears come up. I know that for many of us, and this is true for women, but I think it's true for men as well, we've learned to be people pleasers. And, you know, you're worried about offending, like, your father with the sexual innuendo, whatever, you know, on stage. It's like we often worry about what others are going to think of us. And how many times has somebody asked us to do something and we really don't want to do it and we say yes? I mean, I've certainly done that a zillion times in my life. How about you, Sabrina?
Yes, I don't even want to think about all the times, and I still do. I will still, and I'll cringe inside when I do it, and I know I don't want to say yes, but I just don't want to hurt their feelings.
Right, and it seems like when I was growing up, what my mother would teach me to do is if I was going to say no to something, I'd have to make up a lie. She'd call it a white lie, but she, you know, it would be like, oh no, I've got a doctor's appointment, or oh, I've got to go out to dinner with my parents or something like that. And I've learned that that's as toxic as saying yes on some level, because we're denying our authenticity.
I agree.
Which brings us to the dare of the week.
The dare of the week. This should be easy, but it sounds like it's easy, but I don't think it's that easy. So if you're up to the dare, say no to something you do not want to do. Don't come up with an excuse. Don't come up with a fake son that's being born or something like that. Just be real and authentic with it and say, okay, you know, as much as I would love to spend time with you or whatever it is, whatever your heart is telling you to say, that's what's appropriate.
Yeah, yeah. So I know something I'm going to say yes to, a big yes to, coming out to Colorado tomorrow. And I'm so excited because on Saturday, we've got our workshop in Loveland, Colorado.
Yes, we get to play with some people on top of a mountain in Loveland, Colorado. And I just love the name, Loveland. I mean,
yes,
it doesn't get any better than that.
And, you know, we've got this workshop called Authenticity Rising. It's got the same name as our radio show. And Sabrina and I have developed this 8-step process so that any moment in any day when you've got an opportunity to step into your authenticity, you can go through a simple process to come up with an authentic choice and act upon it and align with it. And it's really quite simple. You know, when you and I were developing this workshop, it's like, wow, it just kind of appeared in our laps. This is what we need to do. And I think that much of what we're talking about on some level is kind of unique because it's not just about doing a lot of inner work, a lot of inner processing. It's also just about, you know, going through and having some techniques to deal with it in the moment.
Yes. And, you know, in the moment where you're finding your obstacles and your challenges, which we like to call growth opportunities, finding your breath and finding your way. And it's just through habit and practice. I mean, living a life of struggle and hardship has only come through practice and habit, thoughts, actions, you name it. And so you can change those habitual patterns when you're willing to make change. And I feel like it's when you're willing to feel better in life.
Right, right. Well, I vote for that too. If you want to learn more, go to our website, authenticityrising.com. Again, we want to thank our wonderful guest today, Christina Hall, for sharing such great information. She had really good insights into fear and stepping through fear and how transformational it is. And we want to thank each of you for tuning in to Authenticity Rising. We had a great time, didn't we, Sabrina?
I think we did. I laughed a little bit. I hope others did, because laughter is expansive, as Christina said, and she is full of insights and wisdom.
Please join us here every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Pacific time. Have a great week, and we'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to Authenticity Rising. Join Christine and Sabrina each Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Pacific Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Authenticity Rising provides you with simple solutions for stepping into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Tune in each week as Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz inspire you to rise to the occasion of your life. For more information about Authenticity Rising, visit www.authenticityrising.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.